This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Summertime in India can be unbearably hot.
Yeah, the first thing you want, get me some clouds so they cool down.
Sudeep Chakraborty grew up there in Kolkata, where he developed a childhood fascination with clouds.
And in like 3 or 4 months during monsoon time, it's like, you know, rain. But I like the clouds, their rain, their strength they have, their importance. It's something like I love them, you know.
His love of water vapor led him to study clouds as a climate scientist at UC Davis. Clouds, he says, are built of tiny aerosol particles of dust or pollution from fossil fuel burning that suck up water vapor.
Now, this cloud particle with time, they combine with each other and become big. And when they become big, due to gravity, they fall out, and we call it a rain.
Chakraborty studied that process in large thunderstorm systems over the tropics, using data from geostationary and circumpolar satellites. And he found that when more aerosols seed the air, like in places with lots of industrial or agricultural pollution, the same amount of water vapor gets absorbed by a larger number of aerosols, meaning tinier than usual cloud particle size. That's important because
it makes the cloud bigger and larger and stronger and live longer.
3 to 24 hours longer. And,
you know, it can produce more extreme storms when the rain finally comes.
The study is in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. A silver lining, he says, longer-lasting clouds also reflect more light back into space, which could end up cooling the planet, or at least tap the brakes on climate change. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.